Oh, yeah, of course, loads of pleasing things, other than we got beat. To get back to 1-1 with a brilliant goal. As I said, they're disappointed. Difference between the levels, quality in the final third. Every level you go up, decision making is vital. We got in better positions than them, we had more chances than them, but we've been beat 2-1. So I said to the boys, some of it tonight from a very young side was outstanding, really, really good. But ultimately, we haven't won the game, and that's the learning curve. Disappointed with the two goals we conceded, and disappointed with our own product in the final third.
Seven academy products from the start, another one on the subs bench, and that's the hallmark of how things are progressing here and the way that you want to do things.
Yeah, obviously, you know, we can look at the team and say, yeah, give a lot of the young players a go together in the team, which, you know, don't always play together, sort of, you know, mixing with the senior pros. But they play on merit. You know, that is our squad. You know, you have to rotate the squad in August because the ridiculous amount of games in a short space of time. And we've had two boys come off tonight that might struggle for, well, will struggle for the weekend. So, you know, it's a crazy schedule. But I was delighted with Tom King's performance. You know, definitely thought processed whether he'd play Saturday or not. Jamie Philpott, I thought, was an excellent full debut.
Yeah, Jamie is, in a sense, he's been on the scene for quite a while, has played bits and pieces. That was his first start. He didn't look out of place.
Yeah, well, Jamie's been on the scene because he scored a goal at Wolves, you know, on his league debut when he came off the bench. Yeah, he's not been on the scene as in ready to play. He's just getting to the stage now where, you know, he's competing to be in the squad and get a game. No, I'm really, really pleased. He's a great lad. He's got a great work ethic. He's been brought up the right way for our academy, and he's a threat throughout the game. So I'm really, really pleased with his performance.
Frustrating, as you say, to get so near and yet to lose the game. By the same token, I suppose you look at the squad and the depth of it, or perhaps potentially lack of comparative to Forest, and you think, well, that's another fixture we've not got coming up in the near future.
Yeah, I'd probably say six times our budget is probably the difference in depth in squad. Yeah, I'd love to have been in the draw for the next round. I've been excited to watch the draw tomorrow night to get a Liverpool or a Chelsea or a Man United or something. But it is what it is. Yeah, you know, pleasing game time for minutes. I thought Sid was outstanding at centre half. Pleased with more minutes there. Greg Wild's getting better every time he plays for us. Loads of positives on tonight. Ultimately, I'll be a little frustrated at the moment because of the result.
Any chance of adding to the squad for Saturday in Chesterfield?
Yeah, hopefully. Hopefully we'll have one in the building for Saturday. More competition for places.